Come on.
Barbara, are you ready?
I am ready, George. Thank
you. All
right.
Yeah, I'm ready. The people are ready. Let's go. Welcome to Lifeblood Engage. This is George Gigi. Our guest today is strong and powerful Barbara Dale Pesa. How'd I do with that, Barbara?
You did very well.
Did all right.
Very well.
Dr. Barbara is a leadership coach, an international speaker, author, seminar leader, and the author of the upcoming book, The Unexpected Gift. I'm excited to have you on. Barbara, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
First of all, thank you, George, for having me here. It is a great honor to be here with you and with all your listeners. Yes, I am an executive coach, and I am passionate about people. I am passionate about people, and that's why I became a coach. And for the past 20 years, I have been literally living and working all over the world. I spent many years in Hong Kong and China, Australia, Singapore, Canada, the US, and now COVID took me back to Italy for a few months, where I come from. I love what I do, and my passion and my mission is to help people bring up the best they got, be the best they can be.
Amen to that. And fascinating, what a wonderful opportunity and experience to be able to do this work literally all over the world.
Yes. When I was during my university years, I experienced, I lived abroad for 1 year during my studies, and I spent 1 year in Germany. And after that, I realized that the world is such an amazing place, and there are so many different countries and different cultures. And so once I finished my university studies, I decided that I wanted to go abroad and live abroad and work abroad, because I wanted to learn more about the world. And that's what took me the first time to Asia, where I spent the majority of my past 20 years. And it has been an amazing experience, especially because I had to come to terms with who I am, my identity, when coming across diversity. So moving from Italy to Hong Kong meant to move from a monocultural place to a very, very diverse cross-cultural place. And so I would meet people from literally all over the world, and I was challenged by the diversity of the way these people were thinking, what they were proposing to me in terms of their worldviews. And I realized that I had a choice. I could either stay within my own sense of identity and who I was and my culture and my Italian culture, or I could open up and be questioned about their diversity and who they were. And so I decided to do, and that was actually quite enriching, because yes, it was difficult at times, because I had to question who I was. I wanted to question the values I've held all my life, and my thoughts and what I believed in. And I wanted to explore what these other people coming from different cultures were offering me. And then I explored, I investigated, I questioned, and eventually I was in a position to choose again and evaluate even better who I wanted to be and what I wanted to stand for. And I think that this is an amazing experience that we do when we come across diversity. And it is unfortunate that often people feel threatened by diversity instead of seeing that as a possibility for growth and personal development. And this was, at least my experience, that was very powerful. And it happened with cultures that are really, really far away from my own, because I spent more than 15 years in China and between Hong Kong and mainland China, and it really stretched my comfort zone and the sense of who I was, and stretched me to the limits, because the diversity and who Chinese people are, they are so diverse, first of all, really invited me to expand who I thought I was, expand the way I was feeling about myself and about life and about people. And it really was an amazing opportunity.
And so you decided to learn and to grow and to change and question and investigate, when you could have just said, no, I'm good. I'm just gonna keep my existing worldview. So I feel like you made the right choice.
Yes. Yes. I agree with you. Otherwise, I would not have moved on the other side of the world if I wanted to stay and remain who I was. So, yeah, definitely, I decided to embrace diversity. Yep.
And what a just what an amazing journey and education. And I obviously I'm well not obviously, but I think it's obvious to the people who are probably listening. And I told you that I live in Arizona, and from the outside looking in, we don't necessarily need to talk about it. But I think that we as Americans are having a hard time with a lot of the changes that are taking place here. But we are. It's an opportunity for us to question a lot of the existing systems, like how we educate our kids and how we police our communities and how we elect our leaders and how our leaders interact with one another. How do you feel like we're at potentially an inflection point to be able to experience sort of what you experienced from a growth and learning perspective?
I think that America right now has an amazing opportunity. It is a very difficult and tough moment. I was living in Miami until a few months ago. I think really it is a great opportunity for Americans and for America. The challenge is not to be afraid that people who are different from you are taking away something from you. And in order not to feel threatened, what we really need to do, and I think that's where Americans have a great opportunity, is that actually you want to choose again who you want to be. Because when we are threatened by something that is different, it's because we fear that they are taking away something from us, and that they somehow impose habits and impose worldviews that don't belong to us. And what we do not want actually is to make an effort to understand and to expand and to open up. Because that is challenging for our own experience, right? So we don't want to make that effort. We do not want to feel frustrated. We do not want to feel the fear of what we think might happen. But in fact, it is not going to happen if we are open and we are just observing and taking into account diversity. We don't need to necessarily embrace it in our life, but at least acknowledge it and see that there is value, and that there is value in diversity. We can be different and be together and collaborate and cooperate. So I think that America right now has a great opportunity if people decide that they want to open up, and they decide that they want to just explore, I would say, at first. Americans have always been great at being first at many things. And I think that also in this challenge, it would be amazing if Americans could just pause for a moment, don't feel threatened, and actually observe and just notice what is positive and about what is different people, different habits, different traditions, different cultures. This is what I would say. And also for kids, right? Because kids, they observe, they see what's going on, they learn by watching what the adults do. And so it is a great opportunity to teach them actually not to be afraid, but to be open instead, and that there is richness in what is different.
Amen. I think that that's all really, really well said. And it is this huge opportunity to really choose who you want to be, who we want to be. But scary. I think a lot of that comes from a place of scarcity, and not wanting to feel like you're being imposed upon. So everything you just said, and there is a lot going on. And we as humans, I don't think that we deal necessarily great with not knowing and uncertainty. We like patterns. Fascinating. I was listening to a podcast yesterday about with Bruce Springsteen and Barack Obama, and they sat down and they've had this conversation or series of podcasts about race in America, and it really kind of goes exactly to what we're talking about. And that's been obviously a hot button issue, and it's been part of the American experience, and it's just one more thing that we do need to face. Otherwise, we really risk further divide. And that's, you know, so I'd like to get your opinion. I just dumped a lot on you there. Thoughts? Bye-bye. This episode is brought to you by Money Alignment Academy. If you are looking for a financial wellness platform for your company, your organization, and your employees, check out moneyalignmentacademy.com or click on the link in the notes of the show.
No, I'd love to share also because, as I mentioned before, I actually lived in so many different countries. And what I have realized is that the place where we can actually meet in terms of really communicate and meet each other, it is a level of depth that is beyond culture. It is beyond religious beliefs. It is beyond traditions. When I was in China, for example, in mainland China, I was teaching at the university, and I was teaching university students. I was teaching Western culture, and I was teaching also monotheistic religions, the basic course. And yet, that was such an amazing experience because coming from a Western culture, and Italy is a Christian Catholic country, I had so many assumptions that I thought that they, that the students, even if in China, they would share and they would be aware of. And so when I started opening up my conversation with my students, that they were all mainland Chinese students, it was amazing because I realized that I could not take for granted anything. And all my invisible biases, unconscious biases, all the assumptions that I didn't even know I had, I found out that I had because there was basically no common ground upon which to build. What I had learned, what I had studied, what I had researched, it was simply in a completely different planet. And so I remember asking myself, okay, so how do I interact with these students so that I can actually meet with them, so that I can actually encounter, that I can actually communicate and connect with them? And the point where we actually connected was humanity. I needed to go deeper and look at them and look at myself and look at the traditions I was talking about as human experiences. And at that level, there was no difference anymore. And at that level, there was unity. At that level, there was connection, there was communication, there was understanding, and there was growth. So back to your initial questions, I think that, and what I'm sure former President Barack Obama and Bruce Springsteen talked about, and is really that we need to meet each other at a level of depth that is deeper than all those divisions and barriers that we built for ourselves. And I think that is absolutely the way to build relationship and to build a different kind of world, because I've experienced it, and not just 5 minutes. I did this for 5 years, for 4 years in teaching in China. And that was a huge, huge experience. Very challenging, because just let me give you an example. Would you imagine that people do not, even if you are not a religious person, that you do not know that the Bible and the Quran are two books and holy books. I started by thinking that at least this is the minimum knowledge that you might have and everywhere in the world.
Sure.
And I was surprised when it was not the case. So how do you begin to speak about these religions when people don't even know that there are these two books? At least coming from a Western culture and from an Italian culture, for me, was quite a wake-up call, right? Because how do you start conversation where there are no common grounds, where there are no common paradigms, when the belief system is completely different? So where do you start a conversation? So for me, that was a very, very tough school. And it was amazing as an experience, because the response, once I learned how to connect at that level that I was talking about before, the humanity of people, then there were no barriers anymore.
That is such a such a key thing right there. And it just a super unique experience of you with your background and then going into a classroom in China. And certainly that takes place, just to come back to the United States, with people who grew up in a predominantly white area with one experience, and then interacting and having a conversation with a Latino or a black person who grew up in predominantly just a totally different. So you're having a similar American experience, but totally different. And unless you're able to come at it from an understanding or an appreciation that this guy or this gal that I'm talking to has absolutely potentially no idea, to your point, what the Bible is or the Quran is, but what my experience has been. And I don't necessarily have any idea what theirs is.
Yeah. And just to bring it back to the US again, one thing that can be very useful to do, and that I've learned when I was in China, that I think that now when I'm thinking about the experience of black people in the US, which is not something I'm familiar with, but what I am really keen on doing when I'm there is to listen. Because when they speak about their experience, I remember the first time I was listening to how difficult it is to be a black person in America, I couldn't understand why was that. I did not have the categories to understand that. And then I made it a point to actually pay attention and to really do the efforts that I did when I was in China, to go into a desert, as in, I don't know anything about this, and actually pay attention and make an effort to understand where these people are coming from. What are they pointing at that I am not aware of? What are they indicating? What are they showing that I'm not seeing? And trusting that they are actually pointing at something that is there. It's just that I don't see it. And I think that this is a behavior and attitude that builds rapport, because at least we make an effort and we want to acknowledge that even if we do not understand and we do not see the same way, nonetheless, if you are saying that there is this experience, let me try and understand what it is actually about.
I love it. Well, Barbara, the people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Oh, yes. So here it is. What I'd like to give as a tip: dare to believe that the seemingly impossible actually can happen. And this is something that has been true for me more and more. And so I love to say, even to my clients, dare to believe in the impossible, because it is actually possible.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
Dare to believe that the seemingly impossible can, in fact, happen. I love it. Well, Barbara, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can people engage with you? And tell us where they pick up a copy of your book, The Unexpected Gift.
Well, they can visit my website, www, my name, barbaradalepezze.com. Or they connect with me on LinkedIn. And my book is available on Amazon. So just look for the title and my name and you can get a copy of it. And by the way, if for those who are going to buy the book and they can connect with me saying that they bought the book and I will give them access to a 6-week online program that I am launching. So that's a gift.
Love it.
The unexpected gift for me. So
wonderful.
Yes.
Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Barbara your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. The website is BarbaraDallePezze.com. You can find her on LinkedIn. You can pick up a copy of The Unexpected Gift at Amazon. And then when you connect with Barbara, let her know that you got a copy of the book and she'll give you access to that course that she was talking about. Thanks again, Barbara.
Thank you very much for having me, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.